Markets have a pause button. Here is exactly when it gets pressed. South Korea's main index fell more than 5% on Wednesday, and the exchange triggered a pause. The United States has its own version, with thresholds published years in advance that most investors have never read. Here is when American markets stop, for how long, and what the pause is actually for. The simple version. South Korea's KOSPI index fell more than 5% on Wednesday, and the Korea exchange activated what is known as a sidecar. That mechanism briefly pauses program trading, the automated basket orders tied to futures, rather than stopping the whole market. Headlines shorten that to trading halted, which is close enough for a headline and wrong enough to mislead. United States exchanges do have a mechanism that stops everything, called circuit breakers, and the thresholds are published in advance. If the S&P 500 falls far enough from the previous session's close, trading across the entire market stops. The numbers. A cross-market trading halt can be triggered at three thresholds. 7% is level 1, 13% is level 2, and 20% is level 3 U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Investor.gov. The triggers are set at point levels calculated daily from the prior day's closing price of the S&P 500 Index U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. A decline that triggers level 1 or level 2 before 3:25 p.m. Eastern halts market-wide trading for 15 minutes. The same decline at or after 3:25 p.m. does not halt trading U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. A level 3 decline halts market-wide trading for the remainder of the trading day, at any time it occurs U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Level 1 and level 2 can each be triggered only once per trading day exchange rules. Individual stocks are governed separately by limit up, limit down, which prevents trades outside a price band and triggers a 5-minute pause if the price sits outside the band for 15 seconds U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. On October 19, 1987, known as Black Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 508 points, or 22.6%, in a single session, which remains the largest one-day decline in history, Federal Reserve history. After Black Monday, regulators developed the rules known as circuit breakers, allowing exchanges to halt trading temporarily during exceptionally large price declines, Federal Reserve history. The original thresholds were measured in absolute points on the Dow. A 2013 revision moved them to the broader S&P 500 and required daily recalculation rather than quarterly exchange rules. A circuit breaker pauses trading. It does not set a floor under prices, and it does not stop losses definition. What a pause is supposed to accomplish. The reasoning behind a halt is about information rather than about prices. In a fast decline, orders arrive faster than anyone can evaluate what is happening, and some of the selling is people reacting to the fall itself rather than to any new fact. A pause is an attempt to let those two things separate. 15 minutes is long enough for a trader to read a headline, for a firm to check whether its own systems are behaving, and for buyers who want the lower price to organize. Prices reached in an orderly market describe something. Prices reached in a stampede may only describe the stampede. The design also explains the odd 3:25 p.m. cutoff on the first two levels. Late in the session, there is not enough time left for pause to accomplish anything, so a level 1 or level 2 decline after that point does not halt trading. Level 3 has no cutoff, because a 20% single-day decline is treated as a day that should end. Whether any of this works is genuinely debated. Supporters point to orderly reopenings after halts, and critics argue a pause can concentrate selling by giving everyone the same deadline. This article does not settle that argument, and the mechanism exists either way. Why the levels are where they are. The system came out of a specific day. On October 19, 1987, the Dow fell 22.6% in a single session, and the machinery for handling a decline that size did not exist. Note what that figure means against today's rules. A 22.6% drop would clear the level 3 threshold of 20%, so the day that created circuit breakers would itself have ended trading early under the system it produced. The thresholds have been revised since. The original ones were fixed point drops on the Dow, which meant they drifted out of proportion as the index rose. The 2013 revision moved the measurement to the S&P 500, a broader gauge of the market being paused, and required the trigger points to be recalculated every day rather than every quarter. In practice, market-wide halts are rare, which is the intended outcome. A circuit breaker that fired often would be a nuisance rather than a safeguard, and the thresholds are set well outside the range of an ordinary bad day. The real cost lens on what a halt does not do. If you hold a stock index fund in a retirement account, a market-wide halt applies to your money too, and it is worth being precise about what it changes. Every figure below is a stated illustration. A 7% decline on a stated $50,000 index fund balance is $3,500. At 13%, it is $6,500, and at 20%, it is $10,000. A halt prevents none of that. The decline is what triggers the halt, so by the time trading stops, the fall has already happened. A halt does mean nobody can transact during it, which cuts both ways. Sellers cannot sell and buyers cannot buy. The pause is a mechanism for the market, not a protection for a balance. It is designed to make the next prices more reliable, not to make the last one smaller. That distinction is the most useful thing here. A trading halt in a headline reads like an intervention protecting investors. It is closer to a referee stopping play, which changes nothing about the score. A circuit breaker pauses trading. It does not put a floor under prices. By the time the market stops, the fall that stopped it has already happened. What this means? When a headline says an exchange halted trading, the useful questions are which mechanism fired and for how long. Korea's sidecar pausing program orders and a United States level one halt stopping every trade are different events that a headline can describe with the same three words. The broader idea is worth carrying. Financial markets contain a great deal of pre-committed machinery that most people encounter only during a crisis, and the thresholds, durations, and cutoffs were all decided years in advance, in public, precisely so nobody has to decide them in the middle of a bad afternoon. What this is not advice about trading, order types, timing, or what to do during a market decline or a halt. This is not advice about any security, fund, index, or exchange, and none is recommended here. This is not a prediction of market movements or of whether any threshold will be reached. This is not a claim that circuit breakers are effective or ineffective, which is a genuine and unsettled debate this article does not resolve. Thresholds, durations, and single. Sources. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Stock Market Circuit Breakers, the Three Thresholds, the Halt Durations, the 3:25 p.m. Rule, and Limit Up, Limit Down. https://www.investor.gov/introduction-investing/investing-basics/glossary/stock-market-circuit-breakers. Federal Reserve History. Stock market crash of 1987, the 22.6% single session decline, and the development of circuit breakers afterward. https://www.federalreservehistory.org/essays/stock-market-crash-of-1987. NASDAQ market-wide circuit breaker information, the once-per-day rule, and the 2013 move from Dow points to the S&P 500. https://www.nasdaqtrader.com/trader-asks. ID equals circuit breaker. New York Stock Exchange, market-wide circuit breakers FAQ. https://www.nyse.com/public-docs/nyse/nyse-mwcb-faq-pdf.